My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with Pastor Steve Idle. Steve's been a pastor for over 40 years and was fortunate enough to serve under his leadership when he was lead pastor at Northeast Christian in Lexington, Kentucky. And we've just been blessed to continue a friendship for several years after that. And he recently did a sermon called Silencing Your Inner Critic. And yesterday he just shared some of the things that God's taught him about how we can have freedom from those lies that we all battle in our minds, saying we're not good enough, we're stupid, we'll never change. And maybe, you know, you had a critical parent, a teacher, a coach. And yesterday's program was really powerful. I want to encourage, if you missed that 15-minute program, that you go to our website, hopeishearetoday.org. That's hopeishearetoday.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the major platforms, including Spotify. Just checked out that 15-minute program. You'll really be blessed. But, Steve, you were kind of wrapping up yesterday. Unfortunately, you had to, you know, cut off there, but
right.
About the relationship with your dad, and then how you said, you know, I'm going to change that when I became a dad and got married, and you've got four boys and lots of wonderful grandchildren. So kind of just help our people that maybe didn't get to hear yesterday's program kind of pull that together and continue on about what.
Okay. Well, we got to that point yesterday that I talked about how important it is. If you're going to silence that inner critic, you need to start by identifying, when did this kind of bad self-talk start in your life? And, you know, we said, yeah, it could be a lot of things. It could have been a critical parent or a harsh teacher or some bullying or whatever. And for me, as I shared yesterday, it was just my dad. My dad did the best he could, but my dad just said, you know, I would never let my sons get big heads, and he made sure we did. And I ended up a big part of my life, even an adult, wondering if my dad was proud of me because he was just not one to share that. And when he would take off on me a little bit, the tape that I said yesterday that played in my head for years was, you know what, you're not as good as you think you are, Steve, because here's your dad, you know, and he's telling you, you're not nearly as good as you think you are. And so I made the decision that when I got married, that was going to change. And God bless my wife and I with four boys, and I'm proud of this. I didn't do it perfect, that's for sure, but I'm proud to be able to say that I was able to communicate that to my boys. I mean, I remember when I go to school and have lunch with my boys, they give you a name tag to wear. Instead of putting my name on it, I would put on there Benjamin's Proud Daddy or something like that on my name tag. And I just wanted my boys to know that their dad was in their corner. He loved them and supported them. And I was going to break that cycle. So the question becomes, you know, and your tape obviously might be totally different than mine. My tape in my head, my inner critic was saying, you're not as good as you think you are. Maybe yours says something like, you know, I'm just not good enough, you know, or I'm just not as talented or gifted or smart or as attractive as she is, or he's funnier than I am, he's more clever than I am, he's more successful than I am. And maybe that's the tape that's playing in your head. And by the way, and if that is the tape, there's almost an assumption in that that what you're saying is that God made a mistake. He didn't know what he was doing, or he got distracted when he made you, and now you're jealous of everyone else because God did such a better job on them than he did on you. And my friends, I just want to remind you again, that's patently absurd. It's also deeply unfounded. The only one who wants you to believe that you don't have what it takes is your spiritual enemy. I used to remind myself over and over again, I don't need an enemy. I have one. Me. But that's really where it came from. My spiritual enemy made sure that I kept myself down. So, you know, maybe you're saying that, but realize where that voice comes from. That's not coming from God. He's not saying that to you. That's coming from your spiritual enemy. I know a lady that I know very well that she tells me that the tape in her head is always saying, you know, it's just like me to get something wrong. You know, this always happens. I always mess up. I always get something wrong. And maybe those are the tapes you're hearing. So let me just finish what time I have left here today by giving you what I hope are a couple real simple steps that might help you as you begin to identify this in your life and what you can do to begin to change that tape where you're not listening to that voice and having it affect you the way that it has maybe for all your adult life. Greg knows me well. I'm no big theologian. When I preach, I strive to teach something that is practical and doable. And so let me give you two suggestions if you're trying to fight that battle and silence that inner critic. If you're trying to fight that battle and stop that bad self-talk. Number one, it's obvious. You got to every day ask God to fill you with His Spirit. Every single day. I don't get out of bed. My feet don't touch the floor without me saying, God, fill me with Your Spirit today. I need Your Spirit in my life. Because as the Bible says, it's not by might, it's not by power, nor by willpower, but by Your Spirit I'm going to be able to live my life for God. And Galatians 5 tells us when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us. We know those fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And every day, as a believer, I got to ask God to fill me with His Spirit. You know, the filling of the Spirit isn't a one-time thing. And the reason for that is we're leaky vessels. And every day, the world's pounding against us, beating us down. And sometimes we leak. Every day, we got to ask God, fill me again, fill me again. So start every day by doing that, asking Him to fill you every single day that you might have the freedom that we talked about over this. The second and last thing I want to suggest to you is you need to have a friend that you can talk to about this stuff. And boy, Greg, I really want to talk to the guys for a second here. You know, guys, we don't do a good job of this, the friendship thing. I mean, the women seem to have it down. But sisterhood seems to come a lot easier than brotherhood does. And we need to work harder at it. And we need to be more intentional and have men in our lives. But let me say something to all of you. And this is what social science is now teaching us. That if you can find a friend in your life that you can sit down with, are you ready for this? For 8 minutes. That's all you need. 8 minutes. When things are tough. When you feel defeated. When you're listening to that inner critic and wondering if you have any value at all. You find a friend that you know you can trust. And you get with them. Here's what I told our people to do. Instead of just sending a text to a friend and saying, hey, how you doing today? Or please pray for me. Send them a text that says, hey, you got 8 minutes, and they'll know what you're saying, that you need some time with them. And this person isn't going to solve all your problems. They're not going to have every answer. They're not going to be able to flip a switch and make it better. But by listening to you and loving on you and praying for you, they're going to help you understand you're not alone in this battle. And that God has sent you resources outside of the Holy Spirit and the Word and the church and all the other things, but He sent you friends that will walk with you, and you know you will not be alone. So I want to challenge you. Make sure you have that kind of relationship in your life, that you have somebody in your life that you can just say to them, hey, you got 8 minutes? And don't send them the text that says, hey, how you doing? Please pray for me. Oh, yeah, we all get those, and maybe they don't get the grasp of what you're trying to say. No, I tell them, you say to them, hey, you got 8 minutes? And that way they know that you're texting them to say, I need some time with you. And if you'll do those two things, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, and then ask that friend to be with you. You'll be amazed at how much victory you have over this. And, Greg, I'm going to close with this. I don't know how we're doing on time, but I'm going to close with this.
Yeah, we're good. Keep going.
Okay. I started out in this message talking about movies and talking about my favorite movies, Hoosiers and Tommy Boy and Braveheart, movies like that. And I closed with talking about one of my favorite TV shows growing up, and that was the Andy Griffith Show. And I still love Andy Griffith. My wife loves Andy Griffith. She watches even more than I do. But I love that show. There's Andy and Opie and Barney and Goober and Floyd and Ernest E. Bass and all the rest of them. But can I tell you one of my favorite characters? We all probably remember Otis. Remember Otis, the town drunk? Otis was this guy, as I said, he would even call himself the town drunk. And he would come into jail, and Andy or Barney would lock him up. But do you remember how Otis would get out of jail? They hung the keys right next to the door. And Otis could reach through his jail cell, through the bars, grab the keys, unlock his cell, and let himself out. And I tell people when I finish this message, God has hung the keys by yourself. The freedom you need from these self-defeating beliefs, this silencing this inner critic, are just a choice away. You can choose to forgive yourself today, to accept the forgiveness that God has given you, and begin to get on the path of saying, I will not live like this anymore. I will not let my spiritual enemy live rent-free in my head and reinforce those negative messages that, like me, were with you maybe all your life. So you can have freedom today. As Jesus said, when we are in Him, we are free indeed. And that's my hope and prayer for everybody listening here today.
Well, such good stuff, Steve, there. And, you know, as you were sharing that great illustration there about Andy Griffith and Otis there and the keys and letting himself out. And, you know, one of the things I've learned in my 20-plus years, and you've been doing it over 40-plus years now in ministry, is that, you know, obviously 99% of the people listening to this will not be in a physical prison, you know, being incarcerated, but I see so many people that are in mental, emotional prisons because of the lies and the self-talk. Have you found that to be true, too?
Absolutely it is. And not only are they imprisoned by it, but they've lost hope. They've lost hope, and that's, of course, what I love about your ministry and your podcast, to say that hope is here. Because as we like to say, there's a lot of things overrated in life, but hope's not one of them. And when you have hope that you can be free from this, it's amazing what God can do through you and in you, but you've got to have some hope. And our message today is, hey, you're not in that cell forever. And it's funny, when I told that illustration about Otis, I looked at our congregation and I said, so how did Otis get out of jail? And everybody knew, well, he just, the keys were right there. He could let himself out. And I said, that's what God has done for us. He has hung the keys to our cell within reach, and it's up to us to grab them and to unlock the cell and walk in the freedom that he has promised us. And that freedom is what Christ has promised us over and over again in Scripture. I have come that they might have life, and they have it to the full, he said, but I've come that because the Son of Man wants to set you free, and you will be free indeed. And we can experience that today.
Amen and amen. Steve, we got a little over a minute left. Would you mind just praying for our listeners that, you know, just said, man, I really resonated with Steve's share the last 2 days, and just pray for those that are really struggling with just being so critical of themselves and struggle with bad self-talk.
I'd be honored to. Let me pray. Father God, I'm grateful for this opportunity to take your word and hopefully lay it out to people in a way that not only we can all understand, but in a way that brings us hope, to know that we don't have to live our lives in defeat, and especially in terms of this negative critical self-talk and this inner critic that just badgers us thousands of times a week. And I pray that today that we will leave here with the hope that is ours in Christ. Lord, my prayer is simple. You do two things in our lives. You would fill us with your Spirit every day. When we get out of bed, fill me, Father. Fill me with the Spirit. And number two, that we would have those people in our lives that we could talk to know that we're not alone, that we are loved and we are valued and we are important. Because sometimes the evil one beats us up so much we lose sight of that. So I pray for that for each person that's listened to this today and yesterday. Thank you for this time. We're grateful for the hope that is ours through Jesus Christ, and that hope is indeed here. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So that's good stuff from Pastor Steve Idle, and I know that we all struggle with our thoughts, and I just want to remind, you know, our listeners that, you know, the Bible says that we are made in the image of God, and just really be kind to yourself with your words. Also, I think the thing Steve shared is so huge about sharing with somebody else when you're struggling with your critical negative thoughts, stinking thinking, as I've heard it called before, and reach out to somebody. Because so many times we're listening to lies, and just by processing with somebody else, it can truly just replace those lies with God's truth, and you can be in have hope and encouragement. You've been blessed by this program. I hope you'll share it with somebody else. You can go to our website, hopeshere.today.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the major platforms. For Steve Idle, my name's Greg Horn. Thanks for listening. You've been listening today to Hope Is Here. Ketamine is a novel and new treatment option for depression, PTSD, OCD, and anxiety. Ketamine can help with these and certain chronic pain conditions as well. Patients who have failed conventional treatments have often found ketamine to be the effective treatment that they have been searching for. To find out if ketamine is an option for you, visit BluegrassKetamineCenter.com. That's BluegrassKetamineCenter.com.
I'm Greg Williams of Love and Lordship, and I'm excited to join the WJMM family with our program, The Authority of Love, which airs Monday through Friday, 11 to 11:15 a.m., with teaching from God's Word, interviews, and testimonies. Our vision, every life and relationship built on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. Our mission, making disciples who make disciples, and His love and lordship in every home, church, and beyond for His kingdom and glory. I hope you'll join us, and invite family and friends to join us as well.
Life 99.